The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
If you're one of those people who brought an emotional support animal on an airplane, you might be disappointed to hear this, but the airlines are no longer going to be required by the federal government to accept emotional support animals. They can still do it if they want, but don't be surprised if airlines walk away from this. The Flight Attendants Union is happy about this. Why? Well, I mean, you had some animals who, dogs bit people, cats snipped at people. And then you had those folks who brought a miniature horse, somebody brought a peacock, somebody else brought a goose. For the most part, I'd like to think that most everybody's animals were civilized, but the airlines thought people were trying to game the system, so they lobbied to end the requirement, and they were successful. Service animals will still be allowed.